but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Our next guest has lived it and loved it. He's been a Mariners fan all his life. Jason Puckett, PuckSports.com. That's where you can find him. He hosts a daily show there. It's an interactive show that streams live. Jason Puckett, lifetime Mariners fan joining us, and it has to be a little nervous. We're talking about a Game 7, and weird things can happen in a Game 7, but if you were a Mariners fan, you have to be feeling pretty good about this matchup tonight, a chance to win a game and go to the World Series. Jason Puckett joining us. Take us through. I mean, you've been at these games. You know what it's like. You have lived it. I don't know if you ever thought you would be one game away from a World Series, but here you are as a Mariners fan. You're one game away from a World Series. How does that feel?
Yeah, if you told me when I was like 10, you know, sitting in the King Dome with like 3,000 other people, and, no, I never thought this team would be in this position where they're at. I mean, you know, I think the closest when you think back is, you know, 95 was amazing, and you know, the 97 team probably doesn't get enough credit for how really good it was offensively. 2001, it seemed destined, and then it just, you know, it was such an historic regular season, and then it fell apart there in the playoffs, you know, in the championship series against the Yankees, who were just like, it felt like because of the circumstances and everything that was surrounding it was destined to get there. This is it. I mean, right? 48 years of people that have been, you know, this franchise has been in existence, and here it is. It's, you know, it's one step closer to being, you know, erasing the trivia question that everybody in this city and this state and this region is tired of answering, as they're the only team never to appear in the World Series. So I think there's a lot of excitement. I know I'm excited. I think this is what sports is all about. I know a lot of people are nervous and scared and like biting their fingernails to get to 5 o'clock. I'm the opposite. I'm excited to get to 5 o'clock. I'm excited to see these players who have a chance to be the first, right? And I think anytime you're the first in anything, you are in the special, like, Hall of Fame fandom category. And so if they're able to get it done tonight, guys like Cal and Julio and JP and the rest of them will be in a special wing amongst themselves that used to just be reserved for the 95 team and the 01 team. The 25 team would certainly jump them.
Let's help us understand the Mariners in that market, because my understanding is that, you know, they don't get the profile of the Seahawks. They don't, you know, they haven't, you know, there isn't quite the buzz about them. Where do they fit in that market, and what could winning a Game 7 do to change that?
Well, I think it's always been a sleeping giant, right? And because, you know, I think the baseball team is different than, well, similar to the NFL team, and I guess similar to the other teams, not so much when we had the NBA, but those teams are regional teams, right? Because there's nothing else in the surrounding states that have a baseball team. So, you know, I worked in Portland, right? So, I mean, the numbers when I was there were huge of people that watched Mariners games, and your listeners, there's probably a lot of Mariner fans. And so there's parts of Oregon, you know, Idaho and Alaska and Montana. So it's more of a regionalized a team. I mean, the Seahawks certainly compare to it to a degree, because there's not, you know, neighboring states is not an NFL team to them. And I just think that it's been, you know, since you were born and raised a Mariners fan, it's been beaten down in you that they're going to lose and disappoint you every single year. That you get your hopes up, you can't wait for spring training is here, and then the season starts and they go 5-20. Or there's this, they're on the cover of Sports Illustrated, it's Robinson Cano and Nelson Cruz and Felix Hernandez, and then they lose 100 games. You're just conditioned as a fan of this baseball team to expect the very worst to happen. And so it's to have the opportunity for them to be this close to it, 27 ounce away. And I think it's, I think a lot of people have dreamed of this. There's parents, there's people's grandparents who like all they want before they say goodbye and go up, you know, go up north is to see this team play, you know, in the World Series. And I think that's, I think there's a nervous energy in the city right now in anticipation for it. And there's part of me that's like, okay, and I have to fight this because I hate this part of me as a fan. It's like, what's going to go wrong tonight? Because I mean, in my mind, I'm just, there's so, what is going to go wrong tonight and why are we going to lose? And it's an awful way to be a fan. And it certainly infiltrates me a lot.
Who do you worry about in a game seven and who don't you worry about? Who do you know? Okay, that guy's good when you think about this lineup and the pitching staff.
Well, I don't worry about George Kirby tonight. And I know that sounds strange because the last time that he pitched, he, you know, was not good and they roughed him up pretty hard. But he is, you know, we all come across athletes like this. And I said this about Bryce Miller, and this was before the series started, but I just had a feeling about Bryce Miller because of how he carries himself, how he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. Maybe it's the Texan in him because he just, you know, that's that attitude that I think Texans have that is different than maybe a lot of other people. I just felt really good about how he was going to perform the series, and he's been the best pitcher they've had. I have a similar feeling about George Kirby like that. He is, his nickname is Furious George. He has this very quiet, burning desire to win. You know, he's that type of guy. I know a lot of athletes are like this. They hate losing more than they like winning. And when he is on and has that mentality of a big game pitcher, which he has been in these big spots before, you know, especially 3 years ago when they were in the postseason for the first time in 25 years, he won the clinching game in Toronto when they came back to win that one. And he was sensational in the 18-inning game against Houston. I think he carries that on the mound tonight. He doesn't have to give him six innings. He can give him three, maybe four, and he's done his job. And I think when you have that mentality going into it, you know, I think that that helps you on the mound. I think I'm not worried about Julio. I think Julio plays the game and carries himself. And I know sometimes he gets criticized for this, but this 12-year-old joyful exuberance about him as if he's playing Little League and can't wait to go to Dairy Queen after the game.
Love that.
But I think it helps him. I think it helps him in moments like this, because he had a press conference today and he's all smiles and like, he's like, I can't wait to play tonight. Cause this is it. Game seven, right? The two best words in sports, game seven. And I think that helps you with an approach. I think some players are going to get tight tonight, and you'll see it. Is even though they're professionals, right, and they're paid lots of money and they've been doing this their whole lives, they feel the nerves. I don't feel nervous about him. And then I think for Cal Raleigh, Cal has been a steady heartbeat of this baseball team and leader, and he never allows himself to get too high, too low. So those guys don't worry me. The guy who worries me the most is Matt Brash, who's the reliever. He scares the life out of me because I don't know. Anytime he comes into the game, John, I don't know. Cal Raleigh doesn't know. No one on the staff knows where that ball is going. So he worries me, you know, from a personal standpoint. But I think these guys have always responded this year when their backs have been up against a wall or they haven't performed or coming off a losing streak or what have you. I think they'll respond tonight. I think it's going to be a tight game. It's, you know, if it goes nine, I think it has a chance to go more than nine.
Right.
Just because that's how it feels. That's how this whole season has felt.
They showed a video of the Blue Jays dugout, and I saw, you know, Max Scherzer over there with his two eyes. That's freaky. We got to talk about that another time. But he's over there in the dugout. And you could see, like, he's a guy that kind of scares me on the other side, because if this goes, like, it's a 15-inning game, I kind of think they bring that guy in to give him, like, three quality innings somewhere late in the game. And he has that Jack Morris feel to him. And, you know, so it's going to be fun to see this. 162 in the regular season, five in the ALDS, now six more in the ALCS. We're at, what, game 174. Tell us what Seattle and what, you know, what did it feel like today to do your show? And again, we're talking to Jason Puckett, PuckSports.com. You're going to do a whole Mariners show tomorrow, win or lose. on your show, and it's fantastic. Check that out. It streams live. You can watch it live. You can watch it on YouTube. But give us an idea of what it feels like, you know, to go to the grocery store or the gas station amid all this.
I think it's one of those things where you just see everyone, you know, they're walking around, and it's that, whether they're wearing Mariners gear or not, but it's that you look at someone and they catch you, some stranger looking at them for a quick second, and it's like this little like wink and nod, like, you know, what's online, what's at stake tonight. And, you know, it's, you know, in this town, in majority of towns, you know, across, you know, the U.S., you know, NFL dominates. And the Seahawks play tonight. They play at 7 o'clock tonight. I mean, I there's people calling me left and right. I'm hearing from friends trying to unload tickets. Do you know anybody wants to go? I mean, the Seahawks game, I don't even know if anyone's going to be at the stadium to watch it. And even if they're there, the game starts at 7. You've got a baseball game that's starting at 5, and it's like you're going to be in like the heart of like the real nail biting moments of the game. And so, how many people are going to be focused on that? And not in their seats, but in the concourse watching. But I think it's, you know, what makes baseball different than football. Basketball has this, hockey's got this. The long series, it's every day. Something new is happening. Something different's happening. And, you know, nobody, no fan base romanticizes more about their sport than baseball fans. And you know this. I mean, you grew up with it, played it, you know, in college, you know what it's about. And so it's with you every single day. You pass it down to your kids, and you hope they love the game as much as you do. My kids do. They're obsessed with it. They love it. And so to watch that, and for them to, you know, for their ages not to go through all the heartbreak and just the disgust and the angst that I have, you know, over my lifetime, to have them be able to sit with them tonight and clinch something that has never been done, it's going to be pretty special. And you walk around, there's probably a lot of parents and people that are walking around and grocery stores and all that thinking the same thing tonight, that you don't get these opportunities that often. And this is why I love sports. I love the competition. I love who steps up, because there's going to be somebody that you didn't think is going to make a play tonight that you had no idea that they could make, and they're going to make it tonight because, you know, the game's on the line, and heroes in all different forms step up big in these games.
All right, so you've been to some games. You've been to quite a few games this season. I kind of follow you on social media. I see the spot you sit in the stadium. Now, you got to go to some of the ALDS or ALCS games. What's the difference in price for a ticket to see a regular season game or go to one of these playoff games?
So I sit at, we don't have like season tickets or anything, but we just always sit in the bleachers. So center field or left field bleacher seats, right? You know, right where all the flags are. It's where Cal Raleigh's home run went the other day to tie the game. So generally in the season, those tickets are about $10 to $20 per seat. Let's see, the last game five, they were $165. And, you know, even earlier in the series, there were $300. So, I mean, it's just a massive jump. I mean, like, they go to the World Series, you know, we're the first game at home. I'm assuming those are going to be, you know, $300-$500 or whatever, somewhere in there. You know, for a seat that's $10, you're sitting on a bleacher, John. I mean, it's not even your own seat, for God's sakes. But, you know, it's... This, you know, the difference in prices is expected. You know, I wish maybe the teams would lower them down a little bit so the fans who've been going all year long can still go. But, you know, if they make the World Series, I mean, God, I don't, my kids don't need another $17 Starbucks drink, so I think we can go to the Mariners game.
There you go. Jason Puckett, PuckSports.com. You got big plans for tomorrow's show. People can stream the show live on Twitter. That's where I've seen it. You can catch it on YouTube. Puck, how else do they find you?
Yeah, you got it. The live show air on Twitter, YouTube. If you want to listen to it live, there's an app, just Puck Sports mobile app for your iPhone and Android phones. And then once the show is over, everything is podcast like everything is nowadays. So it's up on YouTube. Search Puck Sports. You can just also Puck Sports on Apple and Spotify and all your favorite podcast platforms.
Are you superstitious? Will you sit in a certain spot tonight, or how are you going to take the game in?
Yeah, certain spot, same shirt, things don't go well, get up, pace around the house,
yeah.
do a couple things, try not to yell at the dogs. My dogs get real sensitive during these games. They don't like the yelling and the screaming. And then if I have to find myself, you know, in a closet by myself and put on the radio, I'll do that. Because if I get nervous, sometimes I can't watch, and I like listening to baseball on the radio.
The MVP, if the Mariners win it, who's your MVP? Who's your pick to be the MVP for our,
well,
for our degenerate gamblers? Probably, yeah, for the degenerate gamblers who are listening. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you always kind of – you side with, offensive players, right, for MVPs. But if he's going to appear in this game tonight at some point, I bet, because I think there's all hands on deck for the Mariners pitching staff. I think it's going to be a close game, a 3-2 ball game, something like that. And I think you'll see Bryce Miller again. And I think Bryce Miller, if he comes in and pitches another, you know, inning or two and is fantastic, for me, he has been the best player in this series, for sure, without a doubt, for the Mariners side.
Jason Puckett, you're the best, man. Good luck to you. And hopefully we will see you cheering at a World Series game.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Go M's.
There he goes. Jason Puckett, PuckSports.com. Mariners fans, how you feeling? We're going to lead you right into the Game 7 right here on 750 The Game. It'll be coming up top of the hour. Mariners Blue Jays for all the marbles. I'm hoping for a World Series, of course. Like, I would always root for the Pacific Northwest, and I would love to see the Mariners against the Dodgers. Forget all this Shohei Ohtani. It'd be the biggest underdog story in baseball. You have this team that has a payroll in the middle of the pack against the Dodgers, who have the number two payroll in baseball, and it's only because they've figured out a way, a loophole, to circumvent the salary cap situation and pay Shohei Ohtani all this deferred compensation. You better believe the rest of the owners in Major League Baseball are going to do something about the Dodgers. They're going to take a look at what the Dodgers are doing, at least make them pay the tax if they're going to spend that way. But coming up, we've got Mariners Blue Jays. You've got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide.